It is the Rush Hour with Gilly, Dom and Biggles on 104.7 Classic Triple M. For Blakeview Grove, you get big blocks at small prices. Visit blakeviewgrove.com.au for more info. Tomorrow night at 6.30, the Swans are taking on Port Adelaide. And superstar defender from the club, we've got a Reece Shaw now. G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, Reece.
Good. Reece, just went down last week to Richmond, mate. It was obviously a hard-fought loss to the Tigers. What was the wash-up like in the review?
Yeah, look, it was really disappointing. We probably set ourselves in the first half to have a quick start against the Tigers. They've been playing some really good footy of late. They went down to the Coasters, but their game against Fremantle was exceptional on their behalf, and we wanted to have a good start, and we achieved that. Our first half was really good. We put a lot of pressure on them. We out-tackled them by a heap. I think the numbers were pretty substantial, and we're pretty confident going into the second half, but Richmond obviously lifted their intensity, lifted their attack on the ball, and we just couldn't go with them, and we stopped. You can't do that in AFL footy these days against any team, and they just fought out the win a bit harder in the last quarter, which was really disappointing on our behalf.
Sure, you've played over 200 games. Are you starting to pick the vibe up now that players are a little bit hesitant with this new rule change of sliding in and not going as hard at the footy, a la Buddy Franklin the other Friday night?
Yeah, I think it's two ways too. I think the guy who's attacking the ball doesn't want to, now he can't duck his head and drive his head through because he doesn't want to put his head over the ball, and that's your prior opportunity. And the other guy who's going to try and get the ball as well, he's got to make a decision. Does he tackle? Does he get out of the way? Does he put one arm out and try and tackle him from another angle, which is really hard when a guy's going full pelt at you. So I'd suggest that it needs to have another look at, because it's really confusing, and obviously the players are second-guessing what they have to do and how they can approach a 50-50 ball.
And speaking of that, Buddy got a week, Tippo got a week. How does the forward line look without those two?
Yeah, it's a tad smaller, I'd suggest. look, those two
a little less financial as well.
yeah, we've saved a bit of coin. If they're on Matthew,
match payment to a bargain.
It'll be the budget forward line this week.
Yeah, I think it will be. But look, it's obviously disappointing that they're not playing. We've got guys like Sam Reed and Goodsy who have played down there before and have been keys for us over a number of years. And I'm pretty sure we'll slip straight in if they get the chance to play there.
And the other big, Mike Pike, is he a chance?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we trained last night, and I think he got through. I'm not sure. He seemed to move well, so hopefully it's all good.
Now, Reece, shift the attention to Goodsy now. I thought it was fantastic yesterday when the coach came out and supported him, and this is what he had to say.
We think as a club that the way that was highlighted was disgraceful. If you go back and look at the incident, not even an incident, if you look at that piece of play in its entirety and you look at it in fast play, it's amazing that bit of play was actually highlighted in a still shot. And if you steal a lot of pieces of play during an AFL game of football, I'm sure you can make an issue out of a number of different things. And to have that one highlighted in particular, the fact that it's come out and been highlighted the way it is very poor.
As his teammates, How are you boys sort of looking at the criticism that he's copping at the moment? Are you looking at this thing, is this an absolute joke or some of it's fair? Or
yeah, look, it's really disappointing from a player's and a teammate's perspective. But we see Adam Goods as one of the greats of not only our footy club, but one of the greats of the game. And he's won two Brownlow medals, he's won two premierships. He's been Australian of the Year, and he hasn't done that for no reason. And I think it was the Herald Sun, don't quote me on that, but they highlighted it. And I just don't understand the reasoning behind it. It was a nothing play. Stuff like that happens all the time. Players get tangled up, and you could steal any image on the ground and make it look the way you wanted to. And I just think it's really, really disappointing. And people wonder why he gets booed and how it comes about. And that's some of the reasoning for that. People highlighting stuff that's just so insignificant. And I feel really sorry for Goodsy because he cops it every single game now. For no reason whatsoever.
Now, Reece, last time you played Port Adelaide over here at Adelaide Ovals, round two, you guys got up by 48 points. Now, what do you guys normally focus on to dismantle their game plan?
Yeah, look, Port's a very strong side. Their record suggests they might not be this year, but they definitely are, and they're a real threat. We planned for them last time meticulously, and we go through it as much as we can because they're really dangerous. And look, they're a really good, hard-running side that can put scores on the board really quickly. And our main thoughts are just to slow them down as much as we can and try and score the other way, because that's how we think they score. And if we allow them to do that, we're going to be behind.
In a perfect world as a coach, Shorey, would you take two Bulls going head-to-head? Joshie Kennedy had 36 touches last time against Port. Or would you prefer to see the tagging role to shut down someone like a Trav Boak?
Personally, I'd like to be very defensive on Boakie and shut him out of the game and let Joshie get another 30.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, Reece, we appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow night against the Power.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All the best, mate.
Reece Shaw there from the Sydney Swans on the Rush Hour with Gilly, Dom and Biggles on 104.7 Classic Triple M.